yeah. I was going to do it a little bit differently, but I forgot my mindset on that. Welcome. Yeah. It is time for the Doo-Wop Chop Shop.
I know what you had planned.
I did, and I got sort of discombobulated here, and things are going off. We got Doug McBain here. We've also got Chef Michael is also in the house. Jody, welcome back to another.
Chef Michael's here to cook us up a deal.
Yes, he's, that's right. Well, hey, it is the Halloween Howl. This is the
one I've been waiting for.
This is the one. Okay, so we've got a host of great Halloween theme song. So pull the rug back, Doug. Got some great Halloween tracks. Some you're going to be familiar with. Some you're going to go, where did they get that
where
song?
Where did they find
what's
that?
Going on? Well, I tell you, a big thanks goes to our good friend Pete, who listens to the show faithfully. He said, Jim, I got a disc of all these Halloween songs. You're going to love them. So I thank him in advance for that. Was able to grab a nice handful off those discs. So I want to thank Pete for helping us out with the show as well. So we're going to dedicate a good portion of the show to him.
It's the Halloween Howl!
a little bit of the Monster Mash here to kick it off here on the Holiday Howl here, or the Doo-Wop Howl. Of course, I got Chef Michael in studio. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Here we are.
Late day. It's whatever time you want to put it, this is where we're at.
You know, that song was a perfect one, the Monster Mash, because that's one of his recipes, Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. That's right.
Which is brew.
That's right. With the Eye of Newt and many other delectables.
That's right. We traditionally, we call it Hunter's Stew.
Oh, there you go.
Because we hunted around the kitchen to see what we could find to put in it.
There you go. Potluck Thursday, basically, from what I understood. Right. Hey, listen, I went to a great show yesterday, Little Caesar and the Consoles. Now, these guys have been making it happen since 1956. Just a great, great concert. The guys were in full great form at the show. And we've been getting calls recently about certain tracks that we should be introducing on the show. Of course, some of the tracks are somewhat hard to come by. However, I reached out to the lead singer, Martin Damsel. I'm looking for a copy of Poison Ivy, the old Coaster song. Well, these guys had a hit with it back in 1964, I believe they had their hit put out on the Mandela label back in the day. And he said, I got a copy of it for you if you want it. And I said, yeah, let's make that happen.
And he did.
So to fill all the requests, and of course it fits our theme, Poison Ivy, we're doing the Halloween show today, Joe.
So, Chef Michael, do you put that in some of your recipes?
I might put some ivy in there, but I don't know if it's going to be
not a lot of poison going on there. Check this out. They did the song last night, actually. It was really, really well done.
She comes out like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in Dutch. You can bump, but you better not. She's crazy. She really
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. On a hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
Yeah, right there, a little jumping Gene Simmons. Not Kiss's Gene Simmons, not the actress Gene Simmons, but
the actual
singer Gene
that's
Simmons.
It.
A haunted house right here. And, of course, that's what it's all about, guys. We're all about playing the Halloween Howl tonight, courtesy Jody.
Yeah, well, yeah,
give it a name and
Halloween
put it out
Hell.
There. Well, I was thinking about it, too, because next week when we come back, Halloween will be
done
for another year. It's also interesting to note that when we re-air this show Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, it will be
that's
the
it.
31st. So it,
so
all,
I got a
it
question.
All ties in.
I got a question. Are you going out this year for Halloween?
Let me think about that. You mean on the 31st?
Yeah, are you going out for Halloween?
No. I'm just going to stay home and scare
so the cat. So I got a question
scare
for you.
Scare the cat.
This is going to sound bad, but can I bore your face?
You certainly can. I'll even give you the greasy kid stuff that goes along with it right here.
Are you still using that greasy kid stuff? secret, tell me, please.
Are you still using that greasy kid stuff? That if you stick to you, we don't need greasy kid stuff.
Well, I went with Mary Lou, tried Peggy Sue, had a date with Donna and Barbara Ann too. Took out Skinny Minnie, long, tall Sally, and short, fat Fanny. But I'm kind of fond of Wanda, kind of fond of Wanda. Yeah, I'm kind of fond of Wanda, 'cause Wanda always wanted Wanda, Wanda. Wee-dee-dee. The swim with Mary Ann, the stroll with Betty Lou, screw to run around Sue. But she wasn't as good as Wanda. I shall never be as good as Wanda. I'm kind of Wanda, Wanda, 'cause Wanda always Wanda, 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 Wanda.
Yeah, right there, a little bit of Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks. Kind of fond of Wanda, not overly Halloweenish, but yeah, definitely if you're out there at a party with Wanda, that's definitely the song you want to be singing.
Kind of fond of Wanda.
Kind of fond of Wina. No, that's wine.
Wanda. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, not your thing. Wine.
Little kind of fond of. Hey, listen, when you talk about eerie, spooky kind of sounding songs, this one here by John Layton comes to mind. The production on this was really eerie, like very eerie and scary. A song called Johnny Remember Me right here on the Doo-Wop Chop Shop. And welcome back to the show right here. Well, I guess it's time to let those guys out to scare the streets.
It is. And then, we got Chef Michael in the studio. And after we get these guys out, I would like to bring Chef Michael in and have him give us a recipe for something for Halloween.
Something for Halloween?
Yeah, like a recipe that
we can make. Like a pumpkin pie.
Well, not a pumpkin pie, like candies that we can make or something or what, you know. You know what I mean? Like, something's going to scare the living daylights out of the kids.
Yeah, chocolate-covered Brussels sprouts is enough to scare anybody.
Well, chocolate-covered onions.
There's another one right there. Let's let these guys out of the barn. Drax back, and that's a guy by the name of Billy DeMarco with a track that he put out there back in 1962. I believe that song was referenced there to Beechwood 45789 as well. Lots of great times. Of course, some great driving songs as well. We had the Diamonds in there. We had the Kingston Trio and Nervous Novus there with Transfusion. Kind of make you think twice about speeding down the highway.
Well, you know, every once in a while, we got to get a transfusion.
Every once in a while. There we go. Hey, we got Doug McBain in studio here. We've also got Chef Michael
Pijon
there. Lots of great things going on. Of course, Chef, yeah. You got any big, you guys shell out at your place?
Yeah, I give out candy at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You get a lot. Do you dress up?
Nope.
Okay. Just go as yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
He goes as the DJ.
He goes as the DJ?
Yep.
Doug, Nurse Doug.
Nurse Doug.
Nurse Doug in the crutch. There you go. So we were talking about, great Halloween recipes.
Yeah, great jalapeno recipes.
No, Halloween, not jalapeno.
Yeah, jalapeno. You could put some jalapeno in there.
You could put some jalapeno in there, sure.
But, you know, who better than Chef Mike you know, he's here in the studio. And tell us some of your Halloween recipes that you got.
Well, you know what? There's a few things that you can do. But because I'm a cheesecake lover of cheesecake, so you could do a bloody red Valentine sort of cheesecake Halloween thing, you know. So you're going to chocolate graham crust. Then you want to use a red velvet cake. And then you want to make a nice blood red.
It's got to be runny.
A little bit runny, yeah. Blood red icing to go over top, like a ganache, but not a chocolate ganache, but a blood red ganache, you know. Mm-hmm. Take some white chocolate, mix in the blood red and the red gel into there and kind of marble it over top, you know. You can do that. Yeah, there's so many things. I like to take black licorice and mix it with cranberry, or mix it with pumpkin spice, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Something that's, you know, because black licorice is really black cats, black licorice, the whole thing, mm-hmm. like that, right? You know, mm-hmm. and make a cake out of it, you know. Something you can do at home, which is kind of neat if you're having a bit of a Halloween party, get the small mini pumpkins, you know, and have everybody, you know, have one that they can carve and make it all nice, and everybody gets a small pumpkin, hollow it all out. And then that's what you serve your pumpkin soup in. You actually serve it inside the little mini pumpkin.
A pumpkin bowl,
and
if you
that's
were.
Right. It becomes that. A pumpkin bowl, and then that becomes everybody gets that pumpkin soup at their table, and then you're actually serving it in that pumpkin vessel, right? Yeah. You know, and things like that.
The one thing
that's a cool thing.
The one thing that I've been watching is on one of the TV shows is the Halloween special of like cakes that they've been doing. I can't remember the. I think it's Food Network or whatever right. it's on, is the Halloween stuff. And some of the stuff these guys are making on there just totally blows me away. Mm-hmm. They're using sugar candy and all that other stuff. And just last night totally blew me away. Mm-hmm. They made last night they did Dracula was their one thing they had to do. And they took the pumpkin and they carved out part of the pumpkin and made that as the Dracula, the back.
His collar and everything else.
Yeah, the collar. Yeah.
That's right.
Totally blew me away. I was really impressed.
You know, it seems to me the Halloween is probably one of the most favorite times of the year for a dentist.
My dentist loves it every year because, you know what? He's pulling teeth all year.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, getting my kids to stop going trick-or-treating was sometimes like pulling teeth. I tell you, because they always wanted to come in, dump the bag, and run back out. And that's kind of how that went down there. So lots of other great things going on. Of course, we got some Harry Belafonte is coming in with the Zombie Jamboree right now here on the Doo-Wop Chop Shop.
Beware of the blood, it creeps. Well, Jim, this next tune coming up is one of my favorites.
One of your and again, it's one of those songs that I guess can be somewhat classified as seasonal. A lot of people play it around this time of the year, but it's a song that can be used all year round.
So. Well, it could be, but.
So it's one of those things. Hey, we got this crazy looking ghost.
We got this crazy studio here. I don't know what it's all about.
Doug has brought this
Doug is going to tell us about it.
Tell us a bit about this bowl, Doug.
Okay, this bowl is like a family heirloom. It's been around for I don't know how many decades. But it keeps coming out at Halloween, and it's got some rather interesting things that it says when kids take candy out of it. So, I don't know. I don't know which one it'll play if I turn it on.
What's the bowl look like?
What does it look like? It looks like Casper the Ghost inside of a bowl with his hands all sticking up in the air, if you can imagine that. Coming out of the bowl.
And it is.
Well,
his face lights up. His fingers move like crazy. So, if you got a bowl of if you got a handful of Skittles there and the kids are reaching in and grabbing some.
If we go and reach over top of it, what's it going to do?
Well, some if I turn it on,
it's...
It sounds like you,
I was thinking you, actually. When Kelly's giving you your back rub there. You're tuned in to the Doo-Wop Chop Shop here on Northumberland 89.7. We'll be back right after this.